Hundreds of spectators lined the Harbor Island Bridge in downtown Tampa to watch a full-scale military demo. This afternoon, an international group made up of special ops experts from 16 countries, including the U.S., had one mission: rescue Tampa's mayor, Bob Buckhorn.
Yeah, they just let me shoot the guns.
And there were lots of guns. Matt Allen is a lieutenant commander with Special Operations Command at MacDill Air Force Base.
Part of the exercise is to have somebody be a hostage of some bad actors, and in this case, the mayor has volunteered to be that for us, and so he will be there in our little makeshift village, and that's where all the different special operators, whether Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, or International, they're all focusing on that spot of getting the mayor out there safely and quickly as possible.
Rubber boats packed with camouflage soldiers armed with M16s and giant machine guns rushed the seawall at the Tampa Convention Center.
When you see them come around the bend here in the harbor, you know, there's going to be a pretty large wake that they're kicking up behind them, and they'll maintain that right to the very last minute that they can, and this is in the way they operate. And it's the ability to get into and out of a spot as quickly as possible.
There was also a group of soldiers who landed on a barge and blew up a small building made of plywood. Snipers were airdropped on the roof of Tampa General Hospital in Black Hawk helicopters, and paratroopers fell from the sky into the Hillsborough River. For an afternoon, downtown Tampa was a war zone. Mayor Buckhorn said the demo, which was part of the Special Operations Forces Industries Conference, is huge for the city of Tampa.
Not only does it showcase the fact that we are the headquarters of Special Operations Command and Central Command, but I think it reinforces in the decision makers in Washington, D.C., what an important base this is, why it's located here, and why it should never be at risk.
And Buckhorn thought it was a pretty fun show for onlookers, too.
They get to see what their money pays for. They get to see what real training is about. They get to see what the best in the world looks like. And they get to hear a lot of loud noises, which is kind of cool.
Many of the special ops troops who participated in the demo have done several tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. One of them, who wasn't identified for security reasons, said the training wasn't all that different from a real situation, except this time there wasn't any paperwork.
I mean, obviously built up city, conducting operations in Iraq or somewhere in Europe, you're going to have more of a close, configuration to what this city is made up of. In Afghanistan, obviously a little less, talking about more rural operations than urban operations.
Inside the convention center, hundreds of companies showcased military products ranging from tactical gear and weapons to drones. In one booth, people could operate a simulated unmanned aerial vehicle. The convention continues through tomorrow with training sessions for special forces. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.